Triple M's Fishing Best Bet. For Watson's Caravans and Hastings Marine, the outdoor specialists, Hastings River Drive, Port Macquarie.
Yes, and here he is, the one and only, the great man, Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Stridey.
Yeah, well, away we go, Bluey, into another beautiful day. How good was yesterday and Saturday in the middle of the day? I know it was a little bit ordinary early, but, gee, we just had the best weekend.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. The fishing was a bit, just a little bit off colour. We had sort of lumpy seas and just the wrong tides from the estuary sort of thing, so it made it very difficult. Probably the most prominent fish was probably flathead. The brim were a bit slow. Blackfish were non-existent. Tarler, they were hit and miss, and there was only a few gearfish caught. So all in all, the deep sea boys did a real tough trying to get out there in that lumpy seas. So all in all, it was just a weekend for fishing, but otherwise it was quite nice for being outdoors.
Yeah, for sure. It was just beautiful. In the middle of the day yesterday, I went for a gallop in the middle of the day, and all the sailing boats were out, Bluey, and the sun was out, and then about 10 minutes later the cloud came in, but never mind. It's all good. It was a pretty good weekend, as you say, a bit up and down there because of those lumpy seas, but I did see a couple of 90-centimetre flathead release, Bluey, on social media over the weekend. So they're about to go dormant, aren't they?
Yes, they should, yeah. But the water temperature's still up at the moment, so they're still quite active, and that's where I think we'll go this morning. I think we'll head out the estuary. Our tides are not favourable again today, but we'll out the estuary, and we'll try for a flathead on prawns or whitebait.
All right, okie dokie. Any club news through from the weekend from the Champos?
We only had the one outing, and that was the Mid-North Coast Deep Sea, and unfortunately they did cancel that because of the sea conditions. So there's no news from our side.
Okay, all right. And what about the footy at the weekend? Gee, your mob gave us all a heart attack yesterday, but you got there.
Yeah, we did. Very slow, very, very ordinary first half, I thought. And then in the second half, they got a little bit of a spark when Reynolds came on, and they were able to hold on for a very important win.
Yeah, I think there was a great moment in the game that typified young Reynolds, and that was Bluey, when he was going, "Give me the ball, give me the ball." Remember from the free, when they got the tap, and he took off and he ran about 30 metres. So, yeah, really good stuff, and you got the... You got the bickies in the end there, which was just fantastic. And State of Origin, there's leaks all over the place, Bluey, about the team, but the leaks all seem to be saying the same thing, and that is James Tedesco at fullback, Josh Addo-Carr and Tom Trbojevic on the wings. And I really like the centres, Bluey. How's this? Wouldn't you like to have these two in your club team? Latrell Mitchell and James Roberts.
There's a couple of speedies in there.
Yeah. As ever said, Jack Gibson used to say, "You can't coach speed."
That's right. Six and the halves. Well, I'm really happy with the halves.
Maloney and Cleary.
Yeah, I like Damien Cook at hooker.
Yeah, Campbell Gillard and Clemmer, the props.
Yes, two good rockets. Yeah.
Yeah, Cordner and Frizzell in the second row. DeBellin at lock and Peachy, Trbojevic, Paul Vaughan and Angus Crichton. And that isn't the official team. That's the rumoured leaked team. But it's been leaked all over the place, Bluey. Seems to be those same sort of 17 names.
Yes, that's right, yeah. I think that Angus Crichton will be on the bench and he'll probably take Sims's place, I think.
Okie dokie, we'll see. Well, we will see. At 6:45 tonight on Channel 9, they will release the official team from Freddie Fittler, who does he look stressed all the time, Bluey? Not.
Yes. No. He just likes to enjoy himself, doesn't he?
He certainly does. So, yeah, interesting. And, of course, you'll hear State of Origin 1 Wednesday night week here on Triple M, and it's going to be from the MCG, Bluey. Can you believe it?
Yes, how good would that be? 80,000 people there.
Yeah, fantastic. I know Donnie Barton used to say, on a good day you get 5,000 to a funeral in Melbourne. They love their sport. They love events. And certainly the MCG is just the most amazing place to watch AFL. Not very good for rugby league, but there's going to be a lot of people in there to watch it, Bluey. It's going to be sensational. And again, you know I'm worried about Bluey. Again, they're saying, oh, you know, with no Cameron Smith, New South Wales will be the favourites. Every year we fall for it, Bluey. Every year, the three-card trick.
Not doing it this year.
Yeah, not falling for it now. Oh, hopefully not, anyway. All right, Bluey, thank you very much for that. There is a bit of a glow on the horizon now, and just a few clouds coming in. And I've got to tell you, too, Friday, Bluey, I reckon we raised around $3,700 in our first fundraising event for Gimme Five. Yeah, the golf day. It was a lot of fun. We thank Colin very much. He learnt a lot about the language and got to see the parts, of course, of the course he's probably never seen before around Kew. But it was a really great day.
Did he learn any tips?
Sorry?
Did he learn any tips?
Oh, I don't think we could. We showed him much, but it was a really, really good day. Thank you to everybody that came along and gave up their time and shedded a few dollars. And, yeah, it was just fantastic. And when the 100 Club went off, young Aaron, and guess what he did, Bluey? He gave the money back, so another $100 into the kitty. So it was.
Yeah,
it sort of summed up the day. It was really good, Bluey. And we look forward to Friday and the Triple M Give Me Five for Kids Charity Bowls Day at the wonderful Port City Bowling Club. Now, it is a Wiggles theme because we're raising money for the Children's Hospital. We're going to have a photo booth there. Alicia's organised some great stuff. But we're still looking for a blue and a yellow skivvy, Bluey. That's right, isn't it? If no one's dropped one off for you?
No, I haven't seen one yet, so if anyone's got one in their cupboard that they don't use anymore, if they want to drop it to the radio station or to meet at the boat shed here, we'd be very grateful.
Yeah, that's for sure. Anyway, we're going to be arriving in the big red car. It's going to be a big day on Friday. Now, if you'd like to nominate a team, be quick. Talk to Phil at the one and only Port City Bowling Club's bowls office. You can give them a call, 6583-1133, to book your spot. It's $15 per person, and we're going to have a pretty big day there on Friday. 1 o'clock start at the Port City Bowling Club. Dress as your favourite Wiggle. The sausage sizzle and photo booth will be gold coin donation. We've got some awesome prizes, and again, it incorporates the one and only throne shield, Bluey. And tell everybody, what is the throne shield?
It's a toilet seat.
A wooden one. So we're playing. It's Triple M versus the bowling club. Now, there are tickets there. You simply tick for a gold coin again, tick which box you think will win, either the Triple M side or the Port City bowling side. We've been toweled up the last few years. And we've got some great prizes to be given away. At the end of bowls, Bluey, we'll separate the two divisions, whether it's Port City or Triple M, and the winners will pick out some prizes there to be given away. So that's coming up on Friday, the Barefoot Bowls Party. We will have Triple M streaming live across the greens there. We'll have Jack playing some great music. And because it is the official start, Bluey, of Give Me Five on Friday, Jack will be doing his show from the children's ward at the hospital, and I'll be doing some crosses back to Jack. So we're in for a big day Friday, Bluey.
Oh, excellent. Sounds great. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's good. And we'll have the MP, we'll have the song playing, The Big Red Car, when we arrive there on Friday as well. Anyway, come and join us. Book in today. And if you're having a fish, you're heading out to the estuary, Bluey.
Yeah, we're out to the estuary. We'll try for flathead on prawns or whitebait.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.